Hey there, laughter. Welcome back to Pun Intended, where we dig into the punchlines and peek behind the jokes that keep our sides splitting. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, coming to you with today's episode, Jew Jokes, Chuckles from Chutzpah. So, grab your giggle gears. We're diving into the delightful world of Jewish humor. Jewish jokes have a rich history, woven through centuries of culture, resilience, and of course, intellectual wit. These jokes aren't just funny, they're a reflection of a community's endurance and a bridge connecting laughter and learning. Let's kick things off with a classic. Why do we always answer a question with a question? Why not? See, it's this playful intellectualism that makes Jewish humor so uniquely poignant. It's about more than just making us laugh. It's about making us think and bringing us together. Now, speaking of bringing people together, let's talk context. Context is king in comedy, and knowing your audience can turn a potential flop into the joke of the night. This sensitivity ensures that our laughter builds bridges rather than barriers. For example, Jewish humor often uses self-deprecation, a tool that not only entertains, but also fosters a sense of shared experience. It's about owning and controlling one's narrative, even in the face of adversity. Here's a joke that nails it. I don't look for trouble. I do everything quietly and with chutzpah. Chutzpah, for those tuning in, is a Yiddish word meaning audacity. It's about facing the world with boldness and perhaps a cheeky grin. But let's not forget, with great punchlines come great responsibility. Navigating the fine line between respectful and offensive humor is crucial, especially when cultural sensitivities are involved. The best jokes are the ones that bring us closer, highlighting our commonalities and celebrating our differences without crossing into disrespect. And in the spirit of ethical joke sharing, here's a quick guide. 1. Know the background of the joke. 2. Consider your audience. Are you including everyone in the laugh? 3. Aim for inclusivity. Use humor to unite. To wrap it up, here's one more giggle gem for the road. How many Jewish mothers does it take to change a light bulb? None. It's fine. I'll sit in the dark. Gigglesmith. Ah, Jewish mothers combining love, guilt, and a little bit of drama into the perfect comedic cocktail. Cocktail shaker. Well, that's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. Remember, humor is a powerful tool that can illuminate, educate, and connect. Let's keep our jokes kind and our spirits high. Until next time, keep laughing and let humor light up your life. This is Gigglesmith Gina, signing off. Spread joy, share a laugh, and tune in next week for more Pun Intended.